Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I will say I actually played against myself in fantasy this week. So that was tough because I took a loss.
Cole Charchian.
He's a fantasy football genius, okay?
CEO of GuillotineLeagues.com.
Hey, fantasy world, yours truly. You want to talk a little more fantasy football?
It's just a fantasy. Oh, it's not a real thing.
I think it's pretty easy to keep my fantasy football life away from my real life.
Taking your fantasy questions every week.
You know, if you're one of those people like, hey, I got you on my fantasy football team, because I don't care about your fantasy football team. But your fantasy football team probably sucks.
Paul Charchian with Parkinson Spiegel on 670 The Score.
From GuillotineLeagues.com, our friend Paul Charchian joins us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline. Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Of course, search 670 The Score on Twitch as well. What up, Charch?
I missed you guys last week, and maybe mostly because we have a long tradition of me using this platform to complain about pumpkin pie. And really not being able to meet with you really took that away from me and took much of the joy of the holiday away.
It's one of your worst opinions ever.
It's not the yams. Right. That's right. It's basically, it is squash, just so you know. You're eating squash. I just want to be really clear about this. I will not turn this into a complete diversion. You're eating squash.
Thank you for not doing that. I appreciate it. Hey, Danny, I had a procedural fantasy football question asked to me by one of my college buddies for the league where I am a commissioner, and I'm a terrible commissioner.
That's
just a horrifically bad commissioner. And so, but he asked me a question about the trade deadline. I'm like, well, I don't know. You know what? I'll ask somebody who knows. So I'm texting Charge, you know? But it's interesting because a lot of leagues have trade deadlines this week or even last week, but because of the later buy that's happened and because of the 17th week, most commissioners should have adjusted that and made the trade deadline later in the season, right, Charge?
Yes, and it's, you know, we added a week into the football schedule, right? So your playoffs got all pushed back, but a lot of people didn't push back their trade deadline. Like, it's always been December 1st, so it's going to be December 1st. You just this you want to give people as much time as possible to improve their team and as many avenues to improve their team, and especially for the teams that are struggling or the ones that aren't locks to the playoffs, that are trying to do whatever it takes to get in, they can make trades to this one avenue to get there. You don't want to shut that down until you absolutely have to.
Well, as long as we're talking about personal business with Charch, I owe him $10 in a back rub.
It is true.
I thought that the trade deadline issue would be relatable for people in leagues all over this land of ours. Okay.
Well, people dream about my back rubs, so that's relatable.
You think I'm not thinking about it right now?
Chicago radio and back rubs, those things don't mix right now. Just leave that alone.
Dump them.
Yes, that's right.
Danny's magic hands, I think, are geographically universal.
Yeah, ask my wife.
Backing away slowly from this conversation.
Cowboys and Saints tonight, Charch, has a lot of decisions for fantasy owners. So you want to start with the Cowboys and their backfield because Tony Pollard, to my naked eye, looks better than Zeke Elliott. What do you do there?
Hell yeah, because he is better than Zeke in every not just eye test, which you're 100% correct on, but also every measurable metric you want. You want yards, yards after contact, long gains, elusiveness, any measure you want. Tony Pollard's the best running back on that roster, and at some point they got to make the change. The 70-30 split is basically inverted, and I think it's Zeke's contract, Zeke's status that is continuing to give him all these extra carries, but he just hasn't been good since week five, his last good game. Zeke's averaging 3.5 yards per carry. And tonight, here comes the NFL's best run defense. New Orleans ranks number one in yards per carry. Only one back has topped 63 yards in the last six games. They've only given up two touchdowns in the last six games. It's a brutal matchup. And maybe because it's so hard, maybe Zeke flames out here, and this is going to be the pivot point where Pollard gets more work. Zeke is not necessarily startable in your fantasy roster. If you've got other alternatives besides using him in a very tough matchup, maybe this is it. I've got him ranked at running back 22 this week.
How about among the skill positions for the Saints in that backfield? Mark Ingram owners thinking about using him, and what'd he get out of Taysom Hill tonight?
So first, Saints are missing their starting quarterback, starting wide receiver, starting tight end, starting left tackle, starting right tackle, and starting left guard.
Wow.
I mean, it's just, there's nothing left standing here. And Mark Ingram's your backup without three of his starting offensive linemen. And the Dallas run defense has been middle of the pack. They have given up five rushing touchdowns in the last six games. But here's where Taysom Hill is a problem for anybody thinking about starting Mark Ingram. In the four games Taysom Hill started last year, he averaged a rushing touchdown a game. So he steals the rushing touchdowns out of that offense. And so you can't even really start Mark Ingram and because that's his, you're hoping for the touchdown that Taysom Hill might steal. Now, Hill, for his part, might be tempting to start. By the way, a barely functional passer. We're only starting him in fantasy for the rushing opportunities. I mentioned averaged a rushing touchdown per game, 53 rushing yards per game. My only hesitation on Hill is Dallas is a great pass defense. He's a terrible passer. And at some point, you know, they've been very hesitant to put him in the game. And, you know, in part because of injury, but in part because he's not a great passer. I just don't know that he even, like, is the full-time quarterback or even finishes the game as the quarterback. The passing woes for him are so bad. I'm nervous.
Bears and Cardinals, you know, superstars on Arizona that we don't 100% know what's going on. How are you approaching Kyler Murray and DeAndre Hopkins against the Bears?
Yeah, I'm starting them and they're going to go. This is a charade. Coming off the bye, these are guys who almost played 2 weeks ago. They're playing in this game. Good passers have generally got it done against your team. Stafford, Burrow, Rodgers, Brady all scored multiple times and averaged three touchdown passes. You know, as you guys know, you've got one quality cornerback, Jalen Johnson. And here this team comes with, you know, the deep set of receivers they've got. Hopkins is going to be back, A.J. Green, Rondell Moore, Christian Kirk. I just think there's so many ways that you can find inferior coverage that Murray's potentially sitting on a very good game here. Quarterback, I got him ranked number six this week. I don't know if you mentioned Connor or not, but you know, when he gets all the work, he's as bankable an entity as there is for a touchdown. And I got him sitting at a touchdown in this game. He's my 10th ranked running back here. Your team's good against taking away pass catching running backs, but at the end of the day, the Bears have allowed at least 65 rushing yards or a touchdown to 12 opposing running backs in 11 games. So he's, you know, Connor's most likely going to continue. He's got the most touchdowns or second most rushing touchdowns in the league, and that continues here.
Hey, Charch, is Darnell Mooney a top 20 wide receiver for you? Lots of targets for him no matter who's out there.
You got to love what you've seen, and you pegged him almost exactly right. 22 is where I've got him ranked, and love the fact that we're getting consistent production now. I'm sorry it's coming at the expense of Allen Robinson. And Robinson's not going, right? It seems unlikely.
We'll see what the injury report says today. Didn't practice yesterday.
It doesn't sound good, does it? Cardinals allowing the 7th most touchdowns to receivers, but not a lot of yards. I'd like to think he can get some separation. And where this has been an overachieving secondary, but it's also a slow and older secondary. And Mooney's so fast. You know, just I love the speed. And anytime he's got a great matchup speed-wise on Byron Murphy. And then they've got a rookie that I think he's better than, Marco Wilson at cornerback. So I think he can win a couple of different ways on the field. And I do like Mooney here.
Wow, Charge, a couple of weeks ago when we had you on, as we're talking to Paul Charge from GuillotineLeagues.com, the report broke from Tampa that alleged that Antonio Brown had used a fake vaccination card. And since you've been on with us, the NFL has found that, at least we don't know about the card, but he did misrepresent his vaccination status. And along with Mike Edwards and unsigned free agent John Franklin III, Antonio Brown has been suspended for 3 games.
Wow. Wow.
And the statement, and this is not very common, is a joint statement from the NFL and the NFLPA, and the players have waived their right to appeal. So basically they're pleading guilty here.
Admitting it.
And they're saying, yep, we did it. And so we can talk about it from a news perspective in a little bit. But fantasy-wise, Antonio Brown gone for 3 games.
That's amazing. And what a coincidence that we are talking at the same time at both ends of this story coming on the air. It's the fantasy relevance of this is very clear. Tom Brady has not been the same without Antonio Brown. He's had this shaky month of service where he's had interceptions in 4 straight games, and his play has been just plain off. Now, fortunately, it's the Falcons, so he's probably going to be fine this week and everything's going to return to normal, but it's a blow to Brady. And honestly, that whole offense just doesn't always feel like it runs right without Antonio Brown, which I didn't think I'd be saying, but that's where we're sitting right now.
Wow. It's heavy stuff. Now Brown was injured and might've missed a couple of games anyway. So convenient timing there, but that is something. Yeah, we'll talk about it from the news perspective in a little bit.
Also, by the way, this means he lied, because right after the story broke, he said it's not true.
Right.
But now they're admitting it was true.
Yeah. It means he lied and his agent lied in that initial rebuttal.
What? Antonio Brown and his agent didn't tell the truth?
Yeah.
That is just out of character.
Where does this rank on the number of misdeeds on the on the ranking of Antonio Brown misdeeds? I don't know if we cracked
number 76 probably.
Yeah, I don't know if we
pillar
cracked
pillar of integrity.
10. Hey, Antonio Brown. How many of the running backs drafted in the top 5 by everybody in the universe have cost people their leagues and seasons?
All of them. Top 5 were all misses. Christian McCaffrey, disaster season, and now he's done. Dalvin Cook sidelined 3 different times this season. He's going to be out 2 or 3 weeks now. Derrick Henry, season ended in week 8. Alvin Kamara, he's missed a month, going to miss tonight. Nick Chubb was the next guy up. He's already missed 3 games. So, right now. And that's, by the way, that's only the first half of the first round. Let's remember Zeke was sitting next. He's been deeply underperforming, as we already talked about. Saquon Barkley, his last touchdown was week 4. His last game with more than 57 rushing yards was in 2019. He's been a disaster. And at the end of the first round, Cam Akers, dead before the season started. The whole running back first round myth is garbage. The non-running backs who were taken in the first round, Tyreek Hill, Devontae Adams, Travis Kelce, Stephon Diggs, all good and all healthy. It's been never been a more clear-cut case for what we like to call do the opposite.
You've been talking about it for years. Just bulk on running backs in the middle of the draft. Avoid them at the top. Take more sure things at the top of the draft and cash in and adjust as you go. So of those dudes that are on rosters that people are like, maybe I'll play Alexander Mattison or whomever. Like, how are you power ranking the confusing running back decisions that people have across the league this week?
Well, Madison's a sure play this week. So my number 5 ranked running back, it's the Lions, which is certainly part of it. But also, get this. The 2 full games that Madison played in place of Dalvin Cook already this year, he averaged 32 touches in those games, 162 yards in those games, and one of them was against Detroit, and he put up 153 yards in that game. So, like Madison a lot in this one, and opposite him in the same game, Jamal Williams fills in for DeAndre Swift, and he's going to get a ton of work. Vikings run defense just got hammered by Elijah Mitchell. Maybe getting better with two starting defensive tackles back, but still, this is a great opportunity for him. He's running back 15 this week.
So, yeah, Charge, Elijah Mitchell, you mentioned him. He's a ridiculous stud. Who are the running backs? Who'd be drafted right now, like 1 through 5 for running backs? Because it's nobody that you would have thought of at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, well, Jonathan Taylor would be 1. Okay. Joe Mixon would probably be 2. Austin Eckler would be 3.
All right, so maybe you would have thought of those guys.
I mean, those guys have, you know, those were late first round, early second round picks. But really, after that, we're into territory where it's guys like Cordarrelle Patterson that nobody saw coming. Elijah Mitchell, nobody saw coming. Leonard Fournette, maybe. You know, these are all players that you could have gotten late or went undrafted in leagues. So, you know, there's been a lot of opportunity to get running backs later in your drafts that can end up helping you down the stretch.
So I'll ask you this again at the end of the year, but right now your gut is the number one pick in fantasy football next year is
Jonathan Taylor. The way things are going right now and knowing how everybody has to draft a running back, you know, right now the last year's best running back almost always is the first player taken the next season. So, yeah, it'll probably be Jonathan Taylor right now unless something happens with a wide receiver that, you know, Cooper Kupp, you know, continues to race to the end and has a phenomenal season. He might enter that conversation. If Travis Kelce's awesome down the stretch, he might be too, but right now, the way Jonathan Taylor's going, it'll be hard for him not to end up being the first pick next year.
What if Derrick Henry comes back for the playoffs and is a stud in the playoffs and is deemed fully healthy by then?
I think some people would just be like, you know, he's just had so many more miles on him that they might be more nervous. They will be more nervous on him than Taylor.
Thanks, Charge.
Good stuff,
Thanks,
Charge.
Guys. Yeah, we'll talk to you in a week. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I'll see you next time Antonio Brown makes news.
Deal.
Paul Charchian, GuillotineLeagues.com is where you can find all of his rankings.
So, what did Aaron Rodgers get
the rules of the game are that you must acquiesce with the woke mob at all times. You must. However, when you live above the game does not exist. That's where I'm at.
M-O-B.
Yes. Yes. Thank you.
The woke M-O-B. But, I mean, Rodgers duped media and some teammates and perhaps some coaches and exposed them to him by not wearing a mask doing media sessions. I know he didn't forge a vaccination card. That is a different thing.
Well, and apparently, I mean, and again, we're taking the league's word on this, so however much stock you want to put into that or not is fine, but they said that Aaron Rodgers' vaccination status with them was known. Because remember, he appealed to the league.
Oh, right.
And did the whole presentation on his cockamamie Joe Rogan, you know, holistic whatever.
So that's different. So he might have duped teammates, media, and coaches, but he didn't dupe the league itself officially?
Yeah, and his team knew his vaccination status. If every coach or every teammate, you know, they didn't put out a wide bulletin, hey, Aaron Rodgers is not vaccinated. But the league, so Aaron Rodgers was apparently getting tested with the regularity of an unvaccinated individual as opposed to a vaccinated player. Mm-hmm. What Antonio Brown did was lied to the team and the league. So he was getting treated like a vaccinated player when in fact he was unvaccinated. So
gotcha.
I see everybody making that point on Twitter, but it's apples and bowling balls. It's not the same thing.
Yeah, like, the thing about Rodgers though, like, so if you're an opponent for Rodgers and you're close to him, you're figuring that he's vaccinated because that's the rule in the league, right? But now I guess some people are not, and so that's
no. You can play and be unvaccinated.
Yeah,
you're under a different set of testing protocols if you're unvaccinated, and Rodgers was getting tested with the regularity.
But you can play. All right, I'm thinking of the NBA where we're literally at, you know, everybody but what, 3 people, something like that in the NBA.
Yeah, I saw Shams say today that he thought it was like 15-ish people total.
Hmm.
But yeah, it's a very small number. No, but in the NFL, it's just different rules. It's you have to, you know, be masked with the media. You have to go under, I think it's tests every day or every other day. It's significantly more testing than the vaccinated individuals. There's different, I think they honestly can't even go out to dinner on the road and maybe even have to sit in the same area on an airplane. Like it's there's a bunch of things in the NFL, but mainly it comes down to testing. So Rodgers, if he would have gotten more punished, it would have been reasonable. But I think the Antonio Brown thing is you lied to the league and the Players Association and the owners jointly agreed.
Yeah, man, that is a
COVID protocol.
Yeah,
you know?
So it was collectively bargained, essentially, and so now the statement is from both of them together. That is very rare to get a joint statement about something like this.
Yeah, so I think and especially what we're talking about with baseball right now, right, where they're so far apart. But that was, I remember that from training camp time, pre-training camp time. It was that the NFLPA and the NFL agreed on the COVID protocols because they were so hell-bent on, like, man, we can't be missing games. Our careers are so short and the contracts are not guaranteed. They will not. Remember when the NFL came out and said, if you miss a game because of COVID, we won't pay you? So that's when everyone was like, oh, okay, well, then we got to get on board with all of this stuff. So Antonio Brown, he got caught lying. And his union said, we will represent you, and then we will throw you under the bus because, dummy, we all agreed to these rules. Like, he could have been unvaccinated.
Right.
He wanted the lax restrictions and he wanted to be treated like a vax player while being unvaxxed.
So lame.
He got caught. Yeah, it is. It's ridiculous. Just add it to the list of dumb people doing dumb things in 2021. Dave Wannstedt joins us in studio coming up at 4:00. Marcus Stroman, new man in town. He's interesting. We have some audio and some background to kind of paint a picture of what type of athlete is coming to the Cubs, because he's going to shake up the local sports scene, both on and off the field, next on The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.